As we said in the introduction, the book of Genesis is about beginnings. And of course, we're not surprised that the book begins with an account of creation. Indeed, two accounts of creation. The first one we find in chapter 1:1 through 2:4a, and then the second one in 2:4b through verse 25. And we'll see obvious similarities and differences between the two. The first one we might describe as a cosmic creation account. The focus is on the creation of the entire cosmos. And it begins, appropriately enough, with in the beginning. Now, the first question we have to encounter is, what kind of literature are we dealing with here? And if you know anything about the discussion around the book of Genesis, that question has been answered from everything from mythology to straightforward literal history. I believe all the signals are telling us that it is history. It is theological history. It is making statements about things that happened in the past, but it's not talking in a kind of straightforward way. There's obvious figurative language in this account of creation and in the next account of creation as well. And that's been recognized since the early church. It's nothing new. Origen and Augustine both talked about how, you know, you have in the first creation account a description of creation over 7 days. Well, the creation itself takes place over 6 days, and the seventh day is a day of rest, but that these days with evenings and mornings can't be literal days because there's no sun, moon, and star until the fourth day. So in any case, as we read, it's the text itself that's telling us that it is talking about history in the sense of things that actually happened in space and time. Indeed, this is an account of the creation of space and time, but also it's not intending to tell us how God did it. It is saying that God did it, but not giving us a detailed account of how God did it. So, so we have this beautiful account of creation. And the other thing that we have to remember as we study the Old Testament, and in particular Genesis 1 and 2 in the creation account, is that it's God is speaking to his people in language and in ways that they understand. In other words, within what my friend John Walton calls their cultural river. And so, just like today, there are competing worldviews and there are competing accounts of how creation took place. So it was in the ancient time as well. And we have signals also within Genesis 1 and 2, indeed throughout Genesis 1 to 11, that the author of these accounts knows a lot about rival creation ideas as well. So actually, to really deeply understand Genesis 1 and 2, it's good to know a little bit about ancient Near Eastern creation accounts as well. And this isn't the place to go into great detail.